Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The country's dilapidated prisons are faster filling up again, barely 3 months after President Robert Mugabe pardoned more than 3,200 inmates to decongest the system.
Very little was done in terms of inducting them so that they accept the realities of where they are going.
The Harare Residents Trust criticizes the Harare City Council for embarking on a costly probe of the town clerk and other city officials, saying this could be an exercise in futility.
The Harare mayor is chasing hot air. There is nothing positive that will emerge from the probe.
And renowned American poet, author, and rights activist Maya Angelou dies at the age of 86.
Barely 3 months after President Robert Mugabe pardoned more than 3,200 prisoners to decongest the country's jails, prisons are fast filling up again, with the courts setting re-offenders back into custody. Prisons and Correctional Services Deputy Commissioner General Agri Machingauta told Parliament's Human Rights Committee that the country's prisons are overcrowded again, as many who benefited from the pardon are re-offending. Prisons in the country are failing to adequately cater for inmates in terms of food and uniforms. Machingauta said there are currently over 17,318 inmates in the country's prisons against a holding capacity of 17,000, with 29 babies currently living with their incarcerated mothers. Chief Executive Edison Chiwota of the Zimbabwe Association for Crime Prevention and Rehabilitation of the Offender says the country's economic situation is forcing people to commit crimes, resulting in prisons overcrowding again.
The major reason is our economic meltdown, which is not allowing us to formalize employment. And this has created a number of problems in terms of commissioning of crime.
So in this situation, what can be done in the communities to make sure that people do not re-offend?
As an organization, we have been carrying out a pilot project around the crime prevention program. And to us, these are some of the tricks or the things that should be done in order to minimize the commissioning of crime. As long as that does not have a buy-in from the general public and the government as well, we are having a problem in terms of the donor funding such programs, because there is need for the government to have a buy around such programs.
In terms of the offenders themselves, were they well equipped before they were released to go into communities and start a new life, in your own opinion?
I think this is where one of our challenges emanated, was this was just a program which was hurriedly done because there was need to decongest. And very little was done in terms of inducting them so that they accept the realities of where they are going.
That was Chief Executive Edison Chiwota of the Zimbabwe Association for Crime Prevention and the Rehabilitation of the Offender, speaking with us there from Harare.